You talk on relinquishing stuck a deep chord with me. Several months ago, I started to use the phrase, I'd rather be loved than right. This small shift has had a tremendous impact in my life as I relinquish my need to be right, to control, and to assert my ego into things. Thank you. The degree of conflict and burden that is sort of distributed around just in order to be right. It's real painful. So that, and it's something that I think the one of the say strong characteristics, I think particularly Westerners in general, Americans in particular, there's actually a very strong idealism, and sometimes it's to people's advantage, but that idealism is something that comes back and bites us. So that to that drive to be right, to fulfill the ideal, can be an incredible burden, tremendous suffering, and it tends to be tends to block out all sorts of areas of human contact or human relationships. I'll come back to again another Winnie the Pooh story. There was an occasion when Winnie the Pooh and Piglet went to visit Rabbit, and they visited and spent some time and had some conversation, and they kept waiting for Rabbit to see if they wanted something to eat, if there wasn't any sort of little smackerel of something in the in the cupboard. A bit of, Rabbit usually keeps some honey around somewhere. But anyway, Rabbit never offered anything, and so they talked, and then conversation petered out. So then they left. And then they're walking along, Pooh and Piglet together. And Pooh says, Rabbit's clever, capital C. And Piglet said, well, yes. Yeah. Pooh says, and Rabbit has brain, capital B. And Piglet said, yeah, yes. Yeah. Maybe that's why he never understands anything. There was a note to Ajahn Kurundamo to explain about the award Dylan Paul will be receiving, but already did it.